Every Muslim knows the hadith. Money doesn't decrease by giving in charity. So how can giving away our hard-earned money actually increase our wealth? This Harvard professor is saying the exact same thing via scientific research. What our religion has been telling about sadaqah for over a millennium.
It's a really important thing, and one of the things that I've shown in my research, going way back, this goes back 25 years in my research, is that the more you give to charity, the richer you get. And what do you find? You find that in subsequent years, when you give a dollar to charity, on average, there's about $1.60 that comes back to you in subsequent years. Now, I was thinking when I first saw this, gotta be the hand of God. Nah, it doesn't make sense. I didn't believe it, actually. I thought there was something wrong with my data.
Real wealth isn't just in your bank account. It's in the blessings you share. In Islam, giving charity is like leveling up your rewards by helping those in need. You're not just earning good vibes. You're earning Allah's pleasure and stacking up blessings for both this life and the next. Purify your wealth and watch your barakah grow, because giving is winning. The fact of the matter is, even if our intentions should not be accumulation and increase, what has been a known reality for years in Islam is now being discovered by scientists.
And then I was working with this psychologist. I'm an economist. I was working with a psychologist. He says, no, we've been seeing this for years and years. People who give more money away, they get richer. And they make way more money back than that which they give away. And I'm like, is this, you know, the wheels of, you know.
But Islam, charity, is not just about giving money, nor is it about giving in order to benefit from the increase. It's about cultivating a sense of compassion, empathy, and generosity. When we give sadaqah, we are not just helping others. We are also purifying our own souls. This act of selflessness can lead to a sense of inner peace, contentment, and even an increase in our own wealth. As always, it is important to remind ourselves that Islam is not just in any way in need of the confirmation or endorsement of science, but research has shown that charitable giving can have a positive impact on our mental and physical health, our relationships, and even our economic well-being. When we give to others, we're not only helping them, but also creating a more equitable society, which ultimately benefits us all. Studies have found that people who give to charity report higher levels of happiness, life satisfaction, and even better physical health.
Is when you give money away, you become a problem solver and your mind changes. You become a more effective person. People who solve problems and give their money away are people who feel more effective and they earn more money. And I talked about the practical side. I could tell you about, you know, how it makes people think you're better looking. I've got data on that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Women find men more attractive when they're seen to be giving and volunteering.
In fact, some economists have even coined the term social return on investment to describe the benefits an individuals and communities receive when they invest in charitable causes. When we give to others, we are investing in a more prosperous and harmonious society, which ultimately benefits us all. The relationship between charity and wealth is not a zero-sum game, where one person's gain must come at the expense of another. Rather, it's a virtuous cycle, where our generosity and kindness can lead to an increase in our own wealth, both spiritually and materially. This fact, rather than be for us a reason to give so we can get richer, should be a lesson that the promise of Allah is truth. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, does not speak out of whims. We should, instead of being happy that Islam is being confirmed by science, realize that there are still many truths that our religion teaches and are yet to be discovered by the secular world. We should then hold on to the rope of Allah with yaqeen, certainty that we are on the right path and Islam is the best way of life for us and society.